Too Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr and so happy to be here with you today. Honestly, The Aware Show is my oasis. It is the middle of the day where I get to have incredible conversations. I mean, incredible conversations with people that inspire my positive growth and change and yours as well. So I'm really grateful to be here. And quick announcement, if you have, I'm asking you all a huge favor. This is a favor in the name of Conscious Media. If you are a fan of Conscious Media, if you're watching the world right now to see why this type of media programming that transforms people, that talks about truth and love, much like Marianne is doing on our political stage, if you really are a fan of pioneering Conscious Media into the world, if you could go check out my show on Gaia, which is called InspirationsOnGaia.com. And if you have any of those shows that you see there, if you have the opportunity, if you like the show, give me a thumbs up. I'm doing a thumbs up campaign because Gaia needs to understand that as well, that Conscious Media, although they are pioneers in it, but that truly transformational Conscious Media is really loved by the audience. So I'll explain more about that later. Yeah, it's a long story, but it's a good one. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. It's a good one. So if you could do that for me, I would appreciate that. Go to inspirationsongaia.com and just give me a thumbs up on those shows. It would be really, really super, super helpful. All right. So have you ever been in a situation in your life where you are going through you're obviously knowing that life needs to change, but it happens in such an abrupt way? My guest today, Kimberly Meredith, had an incredible accident that changed her life. It could have taken her life, but it changed her life and turned her into and found that she found these incredible gifts that allows her to connect with the divine and go into other people's energy fields. And she has become a medical medium, an intuitive medium that can really truly work with cellular structures and help with there's been a lot of studies and research studies. She's worked with Dr. Norm Shealy and EEGs and looked at her abilities. And lots of science that has shown that she has these incredible abilities. Kimberly's joining me right now to share her journey with me. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about growing up. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Linwood, California.
And you, as a child, I've spoken with you before on other panels and so forth. You had this issue with blinking, right? Always.
I don't know if it was an issue, but I was born as early as age of 6 months old with my eyes were blinking.
Six months.
And it left at 7 years old.
Now, that story about why it left is important because people who have any types of something that doesn't look like a normal pattern as a child, sometimes the parents try to change that so that the child could fit in. And did that happen to you?
It did.
It did. What did your mom say?
My mother was asking me to stop blinking as early as, you know, maybe 3 years old. It was annoying her, so she would constantly thought it was sort of like a nervous tic or something. But it was actually my communication with Source that I find out now after my NDE that I had in 2013.
What a story. So you're going through this and your mom is saying, well, we don't like this. We want you to stop this tic, this thing.
Right.
Did she ever send you to therapy? She just made you feel badly about it, shameful for doing it?
I did see some people for dyslexia when I was in elementary school. I often had my letters mixed into, you know, different letters and certain things like that. It was sort of like a nervous disorder and things. And I always was different. I had an enormous amount of lines in my hands. There was multiple different things going on. So
lines in your hands?
Yeah.
You mean more than regular palm lines?
Mm-hmm. There was lots of kids that would make fun of my hands. And I often said unusual things like I was reincarnated. There were numerous things that my mother did not
understand
that I was doing as a young kid.
Does she understand now?
She's passed.
Okay. And at what point did she ever understand?
No.
No. So you were walking along. Tell me about this accident that you experienced.
I had an accident in 2013 where I was hit in a serious car accident, involved in a serious accident, and my body left. I had a near-death experience. So often people don't understand what that means, and that's okay. But many people have them, and they don't even know they're experiencing them. And mine was an incredible encounter that I experienced with God. I had this miraculous event where I left my body, where I saw my body outside of myself.
You saw the entire thing happen. What was going on in your life prior to that?
Prior to that, I was working in the nursing community. I was also working as a medical technical advisor on many shows, sort of helping directors and producers set up medical shows and how to make the IVs look correct and doing things like that, working on Grey's Anatomy and Days of Our Lives and stuff, always in the nursing sort of situations.
Did you have a background in nursing?
Yes, I do.
You do. And so were you working on camera, off camera?
Both.
Both. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah, both.
And so was your life – were you questioning life before the accident?
I always felt since a young child I had – before the eye stopped blinking, I had a connection with God, healing animals and doing things. And then with the eyes stopped blinking, I do feel – I have felt an enormous amount of sadness when my eyes stopped blinking, and then depression. So throughout the life, I did feel – out of my body. So sometimes people, clients now say they feel out of their body. So after the NDE, I felt in my body. Like who I am now is who I really am, back to when I was a small child, now that my blinking has occurred back.
That is fascinating. So you feel more of who you truly are.
I felt in my body now.
Now.
I felt out of my – I don't know if it makes sense. I felt out of my body then. Now I felt back into my body now that my eyes are blinking back now.
Again, yeah. Now, when you stopped blinking them at 7 years old, did you feel that you were disconnected from yourself?
I did, absolutely. Yeah. I felt out of my body.
That's where that happened.
I felt out.
From 7 to like 20-something, right? 30-something?
Yeah, yeah.
Long time.
But I didn't realize that's what it was. I felt that I was just having extreme depression, anxiety. But even though I was in the healing community and helping others and always felt that I was – very connected to source and helping and doing, I always felt a depression and anxiety, and now I don't feel that at all.
So after the accident, did you have you had an awakening within the accident? And when you say you feel more in your body now than ever before, more of who you truly are, did that just click for you? Did you make a decision, or how did that change?
It was a step-by-step situation, because after the accident, I spent many months in the hospital and I didn't know what was going on. Of course, I had lots of doctors and nurses working on me, and I didn't – at the moment, you don't know, oh, yes, I'm having some sort of healing awakening situation. You're just going through the moment step-by-step and listening to people telling you what to do. And it was in a wheelchair and I had IVs and, you know, learning to rehabilitate. And then I came home, and then the God, you know, source is speaking to you, and you're listening if you want to listen, of course. And so then, to answer your question, then several months later, my eyes, I kind of said, I'm letting go and listening. And then all of a sudden, my eyes started blinking.
And you started to receive messages even clearer.
Right.
That's incredible.
And then codes, and then on and on and on, things started unfolding more.
We're going to talk about the codes in a second. But in the experience, can I ask you about the accident itself? Did you break anything? I mean, you were hit by a car with, you know, your body as a pedestrian. Did your body suffer any types of injuries?
Yes, I did. My jaw had injuries to it, and my neck was severely injured, my C2, C3, C4, C5, C6, and my head had a very bad trauma to my head. I had a hematoma in my skull and severe concussion and enormous amount of pain. I went through over a year and a half not being able to really hold up my head. I was in a collar, and pretty much I had lots of facet injections. I don't know if you know what those are, where they lay you down forward, and a lot of MRIs, severe amounts of pain. And I was told I would never really walk again because your C2, C3, C4 is connected to your spinal cord. It was pinched. And so I was pretty much destined to live in a wheelchair and pretty much couldn't chew or eat food. So I was eating everything out of a straw. So really, the miraculous energy of Source, God, Goddess, many names for the miraculous energy of the Holy One, gifts me every day that I'm able to walk. And some days are better than others. I still every day wake up and honor the energy that comes through me that I was healed.
And no surgeries? You were just healed?
No, I did not.
Wow.
I did have to have some procedures when I was in the hospital. But when I came home, I was still in the wheelchair. But when I gave over to the Holy One that I didn't want to use any more medications. I was raised in the Jewish faith, even though we have Catholicism in the family, and even though now I'm just 100% in spiritual faith. I love all religion. I love all people, but I still daily practice over 8 to 9 hours of praying per day, and I do honor the energy of the Holy One as the Holy One will honor us.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, how did your mom pass?
She had an overdose.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And how old were you?
I was in my 20s, early.
And in that experience, were you already on your own?
Yeah. I left home young because of hardships going on. And she was sober when she passed. She was nine years sober, which was really hard on us because it was of circumstances that was led to physicians giving her medication that she shouldn't have been taking. Mm. And so I often talk about this at my lectures, how dark energy can come at us in all different ways. And sometimes she did have faith in the energy of God, but she had, you know, unfortunately, she was one of those beautiful people out there, like so many beautiful people out there that are gifted and lovely, that just wasn't strong enough.
Mm, great point.
Yeah, it just wasn't strong enough to withstand that evil energy that comes at us.
Can we talk about that?
Depression and things that happen. And
So evil energy that comes at us, is it sometimes misconstrued as depression?
Yes.
And it's just energy that's hitting us, so we don't have the tools to...
Right, yeah. And that's when I explain it in a dimensional state of consciousness, and that we can tap into God in a higher dimension.
And those energies are lower dimensions?
Right.
And so if we move up in dimensions, we can...
Protect ourselves
more. Mm-hmm. Are they unseen, unconscious, very slippery types of energies?
Right, right.
How do you teach people in order to move those out?
It's a step-by-step process that I do, and it's becoming easier for people to learn when you think about God in a dimensional energy, in a higher conscious energy, and focusing that sometimes when you're looking at a person, it's not always – don't judge them. Don't think it's them. Sometimes it's just an energy going into them and coming at you.
Okay. So it's not necessarily their fault.
Right.
That's a beautiful way of looking at it.
They need to take responsibility for their energy, but it's not always them. It's them being opened up to a darker energy, a third dimensional conscious energy.
And sometimes we don't even know it's there.
That's true.
Most of the time. Yeah. You just go through life and it's stressful, or things happen and you realize that energy's been attacking you the whole time.
And that energy can go through food and all kinds of different things that attacks our bodies. And also, it's happening everywhere, and that forms into cancer, and it forms into diseases in your immune system, and on and on and on. So when I look at my NDE happening to me, it was meant to happen. It wasn't an accident.
Oh, that's pretty clear. That was that's very clear. I had the same experience. It was meant to happen, and I discovered my soul's purpose throughout that accident that I had and the injury that I had. And I wouldn't have ever seen that dimensional level of all of complete interconnectedness if it hadn't been for that experience. And being able to witness that or experience that, really, of what it really feels like to boundarylessly be connected to all and source, that I wouldn't know how to interview.
they're blinking the number five, which is meaning the fifth dimension moving forward. Yes, you absolutely blinking God five. You move the world forward in the fifth dimensional conscious movement, because the awakening is here and happening and, mm-hmm. and moving us. We can't stop what's supposed to happen. It is happening.
Chills. Yeah. And let's talk about some of that dark energy versus light energy, because I opened the show by talking about this, about the need for conscious media to really have its place in the world. And when I look at someone like – I was at Marianne Williamson's fundraiser last night for her presidential campaign. And the truth that she speaks and that we hear is so – strong, but she started talking about some of the haze of the darkness that comes in through our political system, through the fog, and it is very undercutting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so these energies are everywhere, and we're light beings.
Right.
And we're warriors of that.
That's correct.
That light. How do you do this light-dark duel? I mean, it's been around forever.
That's correct.
It's been around forever.
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. So they're blinking. No. So everything with my eyes. So I've been tested. I'm one of the most, they say, out there. I mean, I don't know. Medical mediums have been tested a lot. So I've been tested at the Noetic Science Institute, SciTech, Subtle Energy Laboratory, Dr. Norm Shealy. And when I say tested, I've been put in the Faraday cage, double blind tested over and over again with water, with people. The left eye blinks yes, the right eye blinks no. And when I go over a person's body, I'll say, you've got cancer here, you've got a brain tumor here, you know this, or this is good, you're cool, you're totally cool here. This is, and I do this all day long in my office. I do it on stage. I go in audiences. Wow. So when you just said that, they were going, no. Meaning, yes, this has been going on and on and on and on. The Holocaust, slavery, children have been abused, animals, adults. There's so much abuse that has been going on. But there's also a lot of goodness going on. People are more than ever right now helping each other, giving to each other, putting their hands out, doing so much. There is a lot of goodness happening right now too. And a lot of people are taking responsibility. They're listening to the shows like you have, mm-hmm. like that are going on. And they're stepping up to the plate. They're speaking out. They're doing, I feel in the next, I blink, you know, 10 years or even sooner, that we're going to see a huge conscious awareness shift that the people are going to do themselves and helping the world. And it is happening right now.
Yes.
And more and more. And it has to happen. It's going to happen whether we like it or not.
Well, it has to start with us. It has to start with us being congruent with what we're learning. If you learn that your thoughts attract your, you know,
right.
things, and if you learn that you open up yourself to a certain energy when you become that energy, and then you go ahead and have a negative thought or you complain a ton and you go back into that lower level thinking, it's a process. We've got to be able to stay with our integrity of who we are first as a species. I think.
Absolutely. So in my awakening that happened to me is that and with my guides, there is no third dimension. There's only a fifth dimension and above. And so when I do the healings on people, tumors dissolve instantly. The energy and the people that have come to me and had their healings, they are healed because they're in a higher frequency, in a higher dimension.
Is the third dimension slower?
Yes, it's a negative, it's fearful, it's the world as it is right now, it's a third dimensional frequency where we believe we're all we're all stuck here. It's not going to get any better. We're still going to be doing this, this, and that, and that. And nothing's going to shift, and we're all going to be stuck in this hell situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the fifth dimension is where we saw the miraculous – where we see the miraculous miracles happening. Well, those miraculous miracles are – can be daily and regular happenings. And that's what I see daily and regular happening in my office.
It's interesting you skip
– I see it all the time.
Yeah. And you skip the fourth.
I do. Because the fourth dimension is very cool. It's spirituality. And that's wonderful. But the fifth dimension is when you tap into the paranormal and you learn how to rub your hands together, put it around your throat, and dismiss a nodule out of you. And you also –
it's the quantum.
Absolutely. It's a quantum field. And you also are able to magically say to your friend, you are love, you are light, and you have a magical life. And the world can have a magical life. And the world can make the world a better place to live. Like not taking a bath in your tap water. And then going along to another person saying, go to Amazon and buy a bath ball right now. Because the people in South Central are all getting cancer because they're taking baths in their regular water that has bleach in it and fluoride. So this is the stuff that we talk about. My guides talk about things that are going to prevent you from getting immune-suppressed diseases. We talk about things that are moving us into a fifth-dimensional, higher-dimensional world where we can conquer a society that we can be healed permanently. So when I scan a person's body, I'd say 95% of the people that come into my audiences or into my field have low vitamin D. Why do we have low vitamin D? Because the sun is not the sun. That's not the real sun. The ocean is not the great ocean anymore. All the fish are polluted.
It's been tainted, yes.
So what I'm saying is that's not the dimension my guides want us to live in. We want to create a better world. So how do we do that? We go around and we figure out ways to live, an organic way to live in this world. And we spread the word on these shows like yours that are a conscious, amazing show like you have right now. And we say, go out and buy your bath ball. Make sure you're taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin D a week because you cannot get cancer or have your immune suppressed if you are doing these things.
And I want to help our people in South Central. How do we get those people to not have to get the cancer from the tap water? How do we help everyone, Kimberly?
By getting more and more. Well, I have a radio show on Tuesday nights that I just talk about nonstop all these things, and we get the word out more and more. So it's
eat
okay.
Organic.
Not everybody can get insurance, but we sure enough can tell people the right things to take and the right things to proactively do. And these things that I'm talking about are very inexpensive.
Okay, good. So it goes along with maybe getting the vitamin D from the sun. Is so filtered at this point because
right.
of the ozone layer, you're not getting the
right.
rays that we need.
So
right?
Everybody needs to take vitamin D, 50,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. Because most of the people that come in my office that have immune suppressed diseases, and everybody, you just have to think of yourself as being immune suppressed living right
Pretty
now.
Pretty much, yeah. Especially in big cities. Yes. Yes. So in these cities where we have, you know, even though you can't see the pollution and it's being reported the pollution is down, there is above our atmosphere, more of a block than we know. Is that what you're saying?
They're blinking, yes.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
And even though the water reports are coming back as normal levels of contaminants, the underground system is more than we're being told. The toxicity levels.
You mean the regular water coming out of your faucet?
Yeah.
That's not okay. There's fluoride in that water. So you should always have a filter
of some kind.
Yeah, and you can get that. There's a great place that you can get online called Rain Shower, and they're a discount and they're a cool company. There's several things that we can do out there to help ourselves boost our immune systems. There's millions of probiotics out there.
Yes.
And I have some that I really do feel that are really great for us. And so I can go on and on about all that kind of stuff out there. But what I'm saying to answer your question about Marianne, who I really do love, and the things that are going on out there for us, there is absolutely hope and much faith and greatness out there for us to stay healthy and to understand that we are moving into the awakening and the ascension is happening, and we are able to skirt around and understand that we can heal ourselves and be healthy and live a long life in this world and understand there's information, yes, on the internet that is good, and there's information that is not always.
Yes, right. That's true. let's talk about that ability. Okay, so the ability to heal ourselves and going into the quantum and discovering what that is, really bypassing the third and fourth dimension, just going right into the realm of possibility. Let's talk about that in terms of finances and money and career and ease around that. Can you do the same thing, Kimberly? Bypass and go into that quantum dimension to create and manifest?
Absolutely. You can be a bouncer. You can go from 3D to 5D. So if you have to work a 3D job, say you have to go into 3D. You are forced to be an accountant. You're forced to work a three-dimensional job, and you have to protect yourself in that 3D job, and you just can't. It's
totally
very hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to do that to pay the bills. You're a working mom. You have to get, you know, and do these things. You can call in your holy divine, the lovingness, the intimacy that you have is so important with the energy of the angel, the angelic realm, with the God, the source, and protect you. And that is so important that you have that intimacy. Mm. And then take yourself and learn, have some sort of teacher of you, that you care for, or something, or you learn your own practice and then go into the quantum field of the energy of the fifth dimensional, the miraculous. And when you finally tap into that miraculous and you experience the miraculous, you can invoke the healing in you. It is amazing. I can only tell you from my own experience that I should not be living right now. There are so many doctors I work with are like, this is unbelievable that you're walking, that your kidney is functioning. It shouldn't be functioning. There are so many things. And I have clients that should be gone too. And there's testimonies on my YouTube station all over that they should be gone and they're walking. And it's just so amazing. It's so glorious. And it's hard sometimes to speak about and not cry because I myself, to witness it and see it in this lifetime, it's just, I'm so grateful that God has given me this lifetime to witness this.
Yes, yes. I've heard other people say that, like Joe Dispenza said that to me, where he's so amazed at the miracles that are being given by spirit. It's just unbelievable. And it's going into that dimension. You said this beautiful thing about the intimacy of your relationship with the angels, and that is so beautiful in a way that it could only be yours. Can you talk about that level of intimacy on how to talk to your angels, not from a place of pleading and begging, but really from a place of asking for what you want and feeling okay about it? How do you do that?
Yeah, so some people may think that, well, you know, if I talk out loud or I talk to myself, that's kind of crazy. That's not a good thing to do, or that feels funny for me. And some people want to build a closer relationship to talk to your angels. But for me, since my communication is through my eye blinking, and then when I talk to God, you know, God will blink back an answer to me.
Wow.
And when I scan people, God blinks and codes to me. So three blinks means confirmed, or one blink will tell me if someone has a situation of a thyroid, or two blinks will mean a cancer, or three blinks will mean some other code to me. So everyone has a communication, but you may not have found it yet how to communicate to the other side, or how you can speak to your angelic realm.
Oh,
but you
I see.
Do have it within you.
You've they discovered are, that in you.
Yeah, but you can discover it within you too. Everybody has it. You may feel a chill, or you may feel it in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You have it. They are here to speak to you. They love you. They want you to communicate to them. The angels are messengers to the Holy One, Hashem, Kadosh. They love you to speak to them, to message to God, the Holy One. They are the messengers. The archangels are here. They are here more than ever right now.
Tell me why. Why?
They are because they love us.
Yeah.
And they want to help us here.
Yeah.
And they want us to... They want to heal us. They want to heal the world, and they are here to heal the world.
They really care. They really care.
They absolutely want to heal you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And they want to heal us all.
Absolutely. They want peace on earth. They want world peace.
It's interesting that they would be flooding in at this time. And I also totally get what you're saying about not spending so much time speaking about how devastating the world is, which the news does plenty of. But we have the opportunity to balance that on the airwaves too, to really speak about the healing. That I got super loud and clear. That's a great point.
Yeah, they want us to move forward.
That's interesting. That's interesting. We just started a show on Free Speech TV and, you know, and the show we have on Gaia. And that's exactly what we do. Is there's plenty of content, probably 99% of the content on both of those networks that talks about the fear and the devastation, and it perpetuates more of the same. And God has somehow placed us on Gaia and on Free Speech TV to bring in this voice of total love and compassion. And I think that's my duty. I think that's my duty, is to balance that out. Yeah. And I've always known that's a mission. But it's our duty, and it's you know, to Gene I'm pointing at too as well, who's the producer of the executive producer. We have the same mission, to undying, unwavering.
Yes, yes,
unwavering,
and actually, what's really great is to they blink the number five, which is moving us. The world and teaching people want to learn, and they want the knowledge of how to move their lives forward, move themselves into a higher consciousness of moving themselves and witnessing more miracles.
Teaching.
And the more we witness miracles and see miracles, the more that we can make that a regular daily activity. And even smiling to someone, helping someone open their door, reaching your hands out to someone that needs something, giving someone some encouragement. It's so beautiful. That's a miracle in itself.
Yes.
I mean, I know when I hear back from a client saying, "Oh, my tumor's dissolved," or "my cancer's gone. I've just got a result back." I get chills through my body. That's confirmation of the spirit. So these are really great things, and giving a thumbs up to someone when they've gotten something great happening to them is just an amazing.
In that place of balance on the news and what we do
back
here.
Back to the news.
Question about the homeless situation. When we have this huge issue in Los Angeles and in San Francisco, and when you're talking about reaching out to people and giving a helping hand and not being so in our closed little focused bubble and recognizing that there's an issue in the city where people are losing their jobs and their homes and there's so many issues going on with that. How do we exercise the good, the light, in order to help a situation like that?
I feel when there's homeless situations or organizations that are going on like that, there is so many people that are not – I feel, you know, I have a very interesting thought process on that, because I came from a home that was very confusing, because we had – part of my family had money. And part of my family did not.
In the same house?
In the same, yeah. Well, there was like my one side of the family had some money, and then my other side did not have money. Mm-hmm. So there was this balancing act going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard on me.
Under the same roof?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no wonder, as an intuitive being, that must have been hard.
Yeah. And so I was given less, and I was watching a situation where I would have less and the other side would have more. So it was very hard for me.
Okay.
So I understand having less. So for me, watching the world where there's people that have a lot of funds, I don't understand why we're not all coming together more and saying, why are we not giving to them more? Why are we waiting on government to help them? Why are we not going down and going to the soup kitchens? And why are we not helping more? Why are we not gathering? There are so many smaller, bigger companies out there. There are so many institutions out there that could give more. We could, our whole country could gather together and give more.
That's a great perspective. Yes.
I don't really feel we need to be waiting around.
For government to figure it
no,
out?
No, we don't. We do don't. The- we the people mm-hmm. could help a lot more than we are. Mm. I really do feel this in my heart.
And you're – I mean that makes – that's a great point because there's a lot of money being put into research around the homeless problem, but the money's not going into fixing the actual problem. It's going into the research. It is very yeah. complicated. And,
yeah, so
– and that we can do something on a daily basis. The next person you see
yeah,
on the
just
street –
Yeah, I just started a nonprofit organization, my own. And I know that it's just started, but I do feel that – God's blinking. God. I get different blinks for that. God wanted – it's been hard for me to get it together, but it's finally almost completely. And so my goal is that I know that there's a lot of funds out there. There's a lot of funds out there. And I know like Marianne had her nonprofit.
Yes.
And so
yes.
basically there's ways I feel – you have a very great question that you asked me. There are people that are sitting around complaining a lot and God is and the angels are blinking. No, let's just get out there and let's do it ourselves.
Ah, that's great. That always works. Grassroots organizations always seem to work.
Yeah.
So a question about the intuitive healing and the physical healing.
Yes.
How does that work when you see someone or you have a practice where you actually see people, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. In Encino.
And they come to you and it's an office there, right?
It is.
And do you specifically work on their body or are there other things that they can do there?
I have them come in, they fill out a form, they fill out – and then I don't look at it and then I scan. I just go right in and they can either come in for spiritual counseling if they want or they can have a medical mediumship scan. And I scan their whole entire body. Some people bring in their medical history. I don't look at any of it. I just go in cold. And I scan their whole entire body, their head, chest, lungs, everything. I go through the whole system. And they've turned the recorder on and they record it just like the old Edgar Cayce days.
Oh, yeah.
And I do every single part of them. So their eyes, teeth. They're pretty nosy. My guys are like private investigators. So if you come in, be ready for every single thing. And so, you know – lymph nodes, if you had a brain tumor, breast cancer. And so sometimes people even say, you know, I had a mammogram, there's nothing wrong with me, but I may find calcifications or a small little node or something going on there. And then I'll ask you, you know, maybe you want to go back and get a double check or something like that. But if you do have something going on, yes, I will find it.
I was going to say, once you do, say, find something in someone's right. eyes or something, do you tell them to go check it out?
Okay. Or? Yeah. So the next step is after I do the full scan, and if I find like your knee or you had a heart attack or you've had open heart surgery, I'll know that. So I go through the whole thing and then I'll say back to you what has happened. They'll agree or they'll say this or that happened. Then the guides will say to me, I'll hear them say, go in and heal this, what they want me to do. So I'll say my guides are telling me they want me to do a healing on you. So sometimes people will say, well, okay, I'd love for you to take the lump out of my breast.
Yeah.
Or say they've had serious – people that have serious, serious conditions will fly in from all over the place and they already know what they have. Say they have a hernia or they have a prostate cancer or sometimes people would have their intestinal tract completely not in properly – something, you know, very unusual things or a brain tumor or something, I still am told by spirit to go in and do a healing. I will go in and do at that point, it's called, someone will say it might be called psychic surgery. And I learned all of this from my guides. They have taught me to do psychic surgery. So I am a true psychic surgeon. So I will go in and how I do it is that my eyes will blink where to go. My hands get numb, my lips are numb, and I leave my body. And what happens is that I actually feel a guide coming in that's like a real surgeon. And my hand feels like it's going in. My right hand is going in to do a surgery, you know, the needle and then the other hand. So that's a different thing than the mediumship blinking where I find everything. And then so like Norm Shealy has watched me do it. Yes. People have watched me do this. And I am also finding things that maybe you didn't even knew you had. And so after the person that's laying on the table, and I do this live on stage too at Expos.
Right.
So
people, I've seen,
so
yes.
This is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And so I kind of black out when I'm doing it. And so the person's on the table going through this experience and they're breathing and they're going, and they're going into this fifth dimension. And they go into this like cosmic anesthesia. It's very wild. Yeah. It's
Have
very
you
wild.
Followed up with people to find out
everybody.
If it lasts?
Everybody. And- yeah, everybody. And then as I'm going in and doing it, the lump will dissolve. I've dissolved up to 16 lumps before in people's breasts.
And this is all on your YouTube channel.
Oh, they're everywhere, yeah, all
That's
over the place.
Awesome.
So when you make a long story short, it's quite fun. So they go into this Harry Potter zone. And
I've got lots of questions. We're not making a long story short here. You could check out Kimberly's YouTube. It's Kimberly Meredith. So do people have to be willing to and open to this type of psychic surgery?
Well, that's the interesting part. In the beginning, when it first started, which just just a few years ago, yes. But now the guides really kind of think it's fun that you're not into it. And you're kind of like halfway into it. So if you're halfway into it, but you want to try it, they're like it even more. Because now it's like, you know, they think it's kind of fun that you just kind of make me. One person was like, well, I'm an atheist, but I want to try it. And they're like, okay, we'll do it. So then they like put their hand and they say, you know, any kind of prayer. And then the thing, the note is just like, whew, gone. So, yeah.
Oh, that's the response that you feel.
No, it's gone. It's gone. And the person's like, wow, I believe. You know, I believe in this beautiful, energetic, honoring energy coming through. And then they want to stay in this higher dimension.
Because it feels good.
Well, not only it feels good, they don't have to have surgery.
Wow.
So it's amazing. Yeah. Then I put some ice on it. And then the next days, it's not over. After that, you're going into we're going into a state of higher being where you're saying mantras like I am love, I am light, and I am in the fifth dimension.
So you participate in the healing.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
So you're going into the higher state of consciousness, and then maybe you're switching your diet or you're moving – you're going to move into a more – I have treatment plans that I get.
For afterwards.
Afterwards. Yes. You have homework.
So you have to really, truly change patterns.
Absolutely. You're going into
a homework.
But it's
mostly thought patterns.
Right.
What about structural issues where you've got a back, you know, rib out or something broken, fractured? Have you ever worked with physical bones?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I work with everything.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
That's beautiful. And you have a lot of confidence around it. So there's – you've been through this a lot of times, right?
With clients, mm-hmm. I've worked on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
And how long have you been doing this?
I started doing hands-on people in my house in 2015 just by accident because one of my friends came to visit me when I was very ill and he had an Achilles heel hanging out of his ankle. And I was doing healing on myself because I was very sick, and he asked me to rub his heel. He was a ex-football player from Gold's Gym, and he asked me to say a prayer on his heel because it was hurting him, and I did that for him. And I used my cold laser machine, mm-hmm. which is I still use cold laser machines in my office at times, and I did it on him, and I just said a quick prayer on his heel. And then he called me back about a few days later and said his surgeon at Cedars-Sinai canceled the surgery because it never came back out.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And then after that is when it started. He started sending me clients from Gold's Gym. And then I wasn't a medium then where I was finding everything in the body. I was just laying hands and sort of like praying on areas of people's bodies, and people were feeling a lot better. And then I started meeting people from my home, from The Secret, and from all kinds of people were coming from books and stuff and meeting me and getting to know me from my home. And then I started my first office in 2015 because too many people were coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is my own office now. I have an Encino.
And this is your fourth year doing this.
Yeah. I started going to expos and going out in public
right.
in 2016.
I saw you at one of the lectures. Yeah. It was in San Mateo and also here in LA. And you really do have a demonstration. And by the way, is it okay if people can call
yeah,
in?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love taking calls.
Yeah. So if you have questions for Kimberly Meredith or if you'd like, can you look into people's bodies through the phone?
I can somewhat do that. I like to scan them, seeing them a lot, but I could do that too. I can take mediumship calls.
Wow.
They can blink the answers through my eyes. And
okay.
Yeah, we can do
818-985-5735. I mean, really, just an incredible gift to have you here and to hear your story and your journey. The more you work with this, do you feel that you get better, like different skills? Are you fine-tuning the longer you do this?
That's an interesting question. Yes, they are. They are actually
changing.
Becoming faster, scanning faster. They are liking my events that I do live now when I go into the audience and find people in the audience. They want more of them coming up on stage at once now and scanning them standing instead of lying in them flat.
Okay.
So that should be fun. It's
probably better for people.
Okay. Yeah. So they're into scanning multiple people and moving them into multiple dimensions. And they want to start teaching people how to lay on hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. So it's
and
not...
dissolve tumors too. They want to dissolve things in their bodies.
So we can learn this as well.
Absolutely. They
and
want to do that.
Just a matter of moving into a different dimension.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, my goodness. This is new. And your guides, have you identified them? You're laughing at me.
Yes, I have identified some of them. Yes, yes.
What was so funny about what I said?
About who some of them are.
Oh, okay. They're new guides coming in all the time, or this is a group that you work with specifically?
Well, definitely I know that you know, the angels, the archangels are here. Michael is definitely here. And I do work with, you know, of course, the Holy One is here. And I definitely am very, very close to Miriam. Mm. And I honor all my guides. Mm-hmm. And civilizations here, very beautiful.
You sound like you have a deep relationship with all of them, the way that you speak about them.
I do.
Okay, let's talk with, if we can, our callers. We've got in Maria in Winnetka. Hi, Maria. Hi. Do you have a question for Kimberly Meredith?
Yeah, I was just wondering if she could pick up on anything that I'm having in utero. I've been having some issues with that. And
uterine issues.
If she could pick up on anything on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. When I was just coming on, my guides were blinking a number. Your name is Maria?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm not sure why they keep blinking the number 7 for you.
Does that make any sense to you, Maria?
And they're blinking over and over, God. So, is
seven
this
is my lucky number?
Okay, yeah. And how long are you pregnant right now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not pregnant. I'm almost 60 years old, and I just had an ultrasound, and I'm just a little bit concerned. Not really concerned, but overall, I've had issues with my health, and I'm just, like, wondering if you're picking up any blockages or just anything.
But I didn't hear your question when you called in.
Uterine problems, she said.
Oh, an uterine problem. Okay, yeah. So they're blinking back 7 years ago.
Years ago.
Seven years ago?
Yeah.
Did that make any sense to you, Maria? I don't know if you remember 7 years ago.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
look
and
back.
Also, and also with your...
Maybe. Probably.
Oh, okay.
That's probably when I stopped bleeding.
Okay.
Okay.
But,
Yeah.
Yeah, so they detected that I had a little bit of blood the other day, but I don't see it. So they did an ultrasound just in case. So my question is, I don't think it's anything, but do you pick up anything regarding... pain. I have pain, not there, just all over my body.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was picking that up. And I was also picking up that when, have you ever had children?
I have one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was picking up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He was born this month on the 7th.
Yeah. That's what I was getting. Something on the 7th. Yeah. So when you had that. And then also, you know, because your age, you would be going through that. So maybe, you know, you could be taking some probiotic would be good for you. Like there's one I really like called Inner Echo Probiotic at Whole Foods.
Oh, I'm here at Whole Foods.
Yeah. Well, you need to get Inner Echo because I do feel your immune system is really low. And I feel like you need to boost your immune system. And it did happen from, I know it's a long time ago you had a child and all that, but you are having some issues in your uterus area. And I do feel you need to boost your immune system. It's a serious situation with boosting your immune system as soon as possible.
Inner Echo.
Echo. It's one of my favorite ones. Nikki is a great lady. She made this Inner Echo Probiotics, my favorite one. It's refrigerated and it's
that's what I'm going to ask you.
Awesome. Okay. It's good. The coconut one, not the fruity one, the coconut one.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I'll buy that today. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bless you.
Thank you.
We have, let's see here, another call that Cindy in Long Beach. Hi, Cindy. Do you have a question for Kimberly Meredith?
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. I have like a lump on my foot, on my right toe.
Okay.
And I'm not able to walk well. And it just sort of developed like in the last couple of weeks.
Oh. Okay.
I twisted my ankle first. And then, you know, it's just been like a snowball effect.
Okay, and what have you been doing for it?
Like soaking it in Epsom salt.
Oh, they don't like that. No. That's not a good idea.
Okay.
So you twisted it, and there's a lump on it.
No, it's separately. There's a
separate
there's
lump.
Like a lump on my toe. It's not a sore, but
have you ever heard of
swollen?
Of Edgar Cayce and the castor oil packs?
Yeah, I'm not.
No? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not the medical medium. You are. I'm just... Go for it.
Okay, so really quick, the twisted ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what are you doing with the twisted ankle?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was soaking it in the Epsom salt.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of the Epsom salt. And okay. So basically what I do is I like the cold laser therapy. Do you know of a cold laser therapist around?
No, I don't.
Yeah, and icing it, and I also like it's called Silicum 5G Organo Gel, and you get it on Amazon. And
Silicum 5G.
Yeah, that's really amazing, and it takes down the inflammation right away. And that's like one of the best finds out there right now. And it takes it down and it puts silica into the joints. But if you also need to be icing it and putting a wrap around it.
So I'm doing the wrong thing. But, I'm putting heat instead of
ice. You don't want to ever put heat. And also, if you could find a cold lake, where do you live?
I live in Long Beach.
Oh, well, you're not that far from me. If you could come up to my office, I do cold laser therapy, which takes the swelling right out of it. And you want to get to someone, or up there, you want to get to someone as soon as possible so you can heal that. The other thing that's on the toe, explain what that looks like.
Well, it's just strange. First, it was like a pimple.
Oh, because they're giving me a negative blink on it.
What?
What you have on your toe is not, it's like, no. They don't like it.
No, it's not a pimple now. Now it's like, it's swollen and...
Might want to get that checked.
Yeah, so basically, when you have something like that, you want to make sure it's not cancer. You want to I'm not saying you have cancer, but you want to make sure it's not plantar fasciitis. You want to make sure it's not... You know, you want to just make sure you get into something or get a session with me, you know, something. So you can always find me at thehealingtrilogy.com.
I wanted to mention that website.
Okay, sorry.
The Healing Wisdom. Okay, I'm so sorry. We've run out of
God
time.
God bless you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So the website is thehealingtrilogy.com, and that's the best place to reach you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for everything, for being here and all you do to help people and your wonderful words of wisdom.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been awesome.
Lisa, thank you for having me on the show and having this as a resource out there for everybody, and your show is amazing. I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to check out our website, you can go to theawareshow.com and all the information will be up there as well. Until next time, I am Lisa Garr, and I invite you to stay aware.